This newsletter is recorded on one cassette side. Side 1, the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for summer 2009. Read by Barbara Rudikoff. Newslion. Why? Who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses toward the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach, just in the edge of the water. From Miracles by Walt Whitman. Our summer book list is a small miracle. 5 recently recorded books from our own audiobook studio. Relax and enjoy this eclectic selection of titles, preferably with a tall glass of something cool by your side. New from the audiobook studio, Adult Books. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Apartment 3W, by Gabriel Brownstein, RC 5475. Brownstein's collection offers a glimpse into the lives of the tenants of a West 89th Street apartment building in New York City. The stories incorporate elements of works by Auden, Kafka, Hawthorne, Singer, Fitzgerald, and others. The title story, in fact, is a reworking of a Fitzgerald tale of the same name. 2002. N. Judah by Len Jenkin, RC 5474. A San Francisco woman, upon hearing of the death in New Orleans of her son, travels with an old lover to the American South. Violence and Some Strong Language, 2006. The New Yorkers by Kathleen Shine, RC 5470. Neighbors fall in and out of love on one block in New York City, and it is their dogs who act as cupids, 2007. Runaway Horses by Yukio Mishima, RC 5465. A chronicle of a conspiracy and a novel about the roots and nature of Japanese fanaticism in the early 1930s. Violence, 1973. When the Spirits Dance Mambo. Growing Up New Yorican in El Barrio by Marta Morena Vega. RC 5463. Moreno Vega calls forth the spirit of Puerto Rican New York and the music, mysticism, and traditions of an Afro-Puerto Rican girl's upbringing in 1950s Spanish Harlem. 2004. Citizens Advisory Council. The council meetings are an opportunity for patrons to give their feedback on library service. All library patrons are welcome to attend. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 17th, at 6 p.m. The council does not meet during July and August. Programs at the library. Programs for adults. Digital media workshops. Using the new NLS Digital Talking Book Player, Saturday, July 11th at 2 p.m. The new NLS Digital Talking Book Players will be coming soon. Are you ready for the change from talking books on cassette to the new digital talking book format? If you'd like to see a demonstration of the National Library Service's new digital talking book player, get some hands-on experience and hear feedback from test users. Come to the library for this informative workshop. Musical program, Leah Wells, Saturday, July 18th at 2 p.m. Leah Wells and her partner will sing and perform classic folk and original selections on acoustic guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Art Education for the Blind at the Andrew High School Library. Introduction to African Musical Instruments, Tuesday, August 11th at 2 p.m. Richard Donald Smith, an expert musician and a scholar whose focus is on the music of sub-Saharan Africa, will introduce, describe, and demonstrate African musical instruments. Workshop, Making Memory Boxes, Tuesday, September 8th at 2 p.m. Come celebrate your memories and make your own memory box to bring back home with you. Some suggestions for memories to bring: photos, small objects with special meaning, favorite recipes, special pictures, cards, or letters. Boxes and art supplies will be provided. Participatory Dance Program, Argentine Tango, Saturday, August 29th at 2 p.m. Experience the joy of Argentine tango and receive the benefits of physical activity as you learn the elegant movements of this unique dance. Book Discussion Group. The library continues its book discussion series through the summer with sessions in English and Spanish. All meetings of the book discussion group take place at 11 a.m. in the library's first floor community room. Please call the library to register. On Saturday, July 25th, Maridos, Husbands, by Ángeles Mastretta, RC 65999, will be discussed in Spanish. On Saturday, August 29th, The Art of Racing in the Rain by Garth Stein, RC 66787, will be discussed in English. On Saturday, September 12th, El Oro y la Paz, Gold and Peace, by Juan Bosch, RC 62994, will be discussed in Spanish. Family Program, Family Reading Celebration, Saturday, August 22nd at 2 p.m. All are invited to our family reading celebration. We will have activities for all ages, music, door prizes, and snacks. Technology update. The digital talking book players are coming. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, has begun to replace its cassette-based talking book system with a new system based on digital talking books, DTBs. For nearly 30 years, the primary format for talking books has been cassette. Before that, they were recorded on phonograph records. Both of these formats are analog. The new digital medium will be as easy to use, as durable, and as simple to duplicate as the cassette. It will also hold far more audio, be reusable, and still be of reasonable cost. Besides improved sound quality, a digital format will offer convenience to users who will no longer need to turn over cassettes or change side selector switches. Users will be able to jump forward or back by chapter, set bookmarks, and vary playback speed without affecting the pitch of the reader's voice. The player is about 6 by 9 by 2 inches, in comparison with the cassette book machine, which is 9 by 11 by 3 inches. Weight of the digital talking book player is slightly over 2 pounds, compared to the cassette player's 7 pounds. The body of the player is dark charcoal gray for maximum visual contrast between the background of the case and the colors of the buttons. NLS has chosen the USB, Universal Serial Bus, flash drive for the circulation of digital talking books. The use of flash memory as a DTB medium means that book players have no moving parts and thus have far fewer parts to wear out, resulting in a longer-lived machine. Also, the players will generate far less heat than a tape or disc-based player and can get equivalent battery life from a smaller battery. As a result, flash-based players are smaller, lighter, and faster to recharge. More information, as well as high-quality photographs of the new DTB player, is available online at the NLS website. http://www.loc.gov/NLS www.andrewhighschool.org/business-plan/player-description.html. The Andrew High School Library will hold a DTB player workshop for patrons who would like to experience using the player, and for new DTB test users who would like to give feedback on their experience. Please see Programs for Adults at the beginning of this newsletter for event details. Agency Spotlight. Visions Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, 3rd Annual Employment and Technology Institute, Owning Your Future. Online registration form, http://www.esite.org/forward/CFM?PID=317. Phone, Blind Line at 888-625-1616. Email, institute@visionsvcb.org. 7-day conference, Wednesday, July 22nd to Tuesday, July 28th, 2009, or Intensive Technology Weekend, Friday, July 24th through Sunday, July 26th, 2009. This opportunity for adults 18 plus years of age who are blind or visually impaired offers workshops and seminars by professionals, a technology expo with hands-on demos of the latest in assistive technology, and an opportunity to relax and reflect at Visions Vacation Camp for the Blind, Visions VCB in Rockland County. Reminders. Holiday closings. The library will be closed from Friday, July 3, 2009, through Sunday, July 5, 2009, for the Independence Day holiday, and from Saturday, September 5, through Monday, September 7, 2009, for Labor Day. You will still be able to leave a telephone message, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. Please be sure to speak clearly, spell your last name, and leave a telephone number. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This publication is supported by special New York State aid and by the New York Public Library, the branch libraries. End of newsletter. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, June 2009.